more expansive. We realize that looking over our shoulder makes it difficult to move forward. Once we forgive, we can let go of that past and have freedom to achieve the future God has in store for us. Another step in my healing process was recognizing the side effects of the abuse I suffered. Address the side effects. Not only does our pain linger, but it also produces ongoing side effects. We have broken hearts, weary spirits, and aching bodies. Pain can make it hard to trust again. It can result in bitterness, fear, insecurities, and bad attitudes. Most of these effects are results of not wanting to get hurt again. So walls are constructed and defense mechanisms are put in place. Remember, hurting people hurt other people. Even though you may have forgiven those people who hurt you, consequences remain. You still need to recognize that the restoration process requires time for your wounds to heal. When others betray us, hurt us, offend us, we're left with consequences that don't end even after we've forgiven them. 99%, okay, actually 100%, of people who are healed are still affected by their wounds in some way. This has been true in my life. I see the world a little differently because of my experience. As much as I love people and want to trust them, I'm still cautious about who I allow around my kids. I'm super careful about who watches them, who they're with, and where they are. Because of what happened to me, I realize another adult can look normal, have a good job, be in the church or on staff at school, and still be someone who would prey on young kids, teenagers, or even other adults. Yes, I'm healed, but I'm also wiser and more protective of my own kids and others who may be as vulnerable as I was at a young age. From my own experience and after helping and interacting with other people who have been abused, I believe it is important to understand the side effects of abuse. When we have intimacy with God and choose to forgive, when we give the hurt, the pain, and the person who hurt us to God, He heals us. We not only grow wiser, but we live life with compassion, kindness, and a deep inner strength. We know God's peace, so there is no need to retaliate. Has this been the case in your life? Or are you still living with the hurt? Even in the midst of healing, even after a "but God" encounter has started the process, you can still experience side effects. Don't let these side effects play tricks with your mind and cause you to think that you're not being healed, or cause you to live under condemnation, or think you're unworthy of God.